Microphone is on. All right, so today, as we discussed a little bit yesterday, what we're going to do today, and as we prepare for next year, we're going to go through the different mahalim, three of the different mahalim, maybe four, that we have in the sugya and the Rishonim about pasim v'ka'ar. Let's review the Gemara one more time. Lamed tes, lamed aleph, amar v'chibarashi, pasim v'ka'ar, v'rach v'la motzi. If Rashi says that it passed Sinuma Bukhara, Rashi says it's broken up and soaked, not all Rishon agree with that, we'll see some of that today. You still make a Hamotzi, or maybe you make a Hamotzi on that versus something else. So this is against Ruchia. What does Ruchia say? You have to finish the bracha as you are cutting the bread, or as you finish cutting the bread. And then Rabba doesn't like that either. Maskefla Rabba, Maishnan Sanuma Delo. Why, Rabchia, do you say not to make the bracha on Pasanum Bukhara? Mishu Dachicha Kaya Bracha, Brusuka Kaya, when your bracha is being completed. It is being completed over a piece of bread. So, Ala Pasanamiki Kagamra, Brusukagamra. So, even if you have a big piece of bread, but if you're telling me, Rabchia, that you have to cut it as you're making the bracha, so by the time you finish the bracha, the pas is already broken, there's already a prusa, so the bracha is being chal on a prusa. Elamar Rava, what should you do? Mevarech v'achar kach lotzei. You make the bracha, and then you either cut, or then you break it off, depending on the tosfos, like we discussed yesterday. I just wanted to point out from that tosfos, I remember we said that if you would have asked me, I would have said that mevarech v'achar kach lotzei means that I'm not going to touch it at all before I make the cut, but Tosla says, no, you're cutting it partway and then you're breaking it. So the Gevel and the Makoros, which we didn't look inside yesterday, but the Rambam, and the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains the Rambam, seems to explain not like Tosla. It's like the way we thought it would be, is that you don't touch it at all before you make the bracha, and you make the bracha, then you start to cut. But before the bracha, you don't make the cut at all. So that seems to be what the Rambam says, based on the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands it. You can look that up if you want to. So now today we're not going to focus on that Tosos, we're going to focus on how to understand these three opinions in the Gemara. And there's going to be a lot of cheshbonos as we go along. We might raise more questions than answers, and please feel free to jump in at any time to discuss any of the things. So let's just go through Tosos again. Tosos is the first way to understand the Machlokas, and we'll try to, in each Machlokas, try to get it according to each opinion in the Gemara. So Pas Sinuma Bukhara. What's the mitzias? What's the case that we're talking about here? If there's a shalim in front of you, then of course you're going to make the bracha on the shalim, because everybody agrees later on, apparently, if you take Tosos' word for it, which you might not want to, but Tosos says that everybody says that a shalim is better, so it must be that we're not talking about a shalim. As is a shalom in front of you. If we're only talking about that there's nothing in front of you except for this pasen bukara, so then, and the chiddush is that you're making a hamotzi on it, then that doesn't make sense either. Because then how does Rabbi Chiya disagree? We say, Piru and Api Shempen, because I ask Mavrach on Hamotzi. Everybody agrees that you make a Hamotzi on Pirurin. So how would Ruchia disagree with Rav Chia Barashi's statement that you make a Hamotzi? Since it looks like bread. So it must not be A. Let's cross this off our list, even though there are Rishonim that learn like this, but for none of the ones that we're seeing today learn like this. We're not talking about here the discussion about whether or not you make a Hamotzi. Everybody agrees you make hamotzi on pasanu bakar. That's not the machlokes. So what is this? So Batos says, what else can't it be? It can't be a decision of what are you going to make the bracha on. Right? Everybody agrees you're going to make hamotzi. Batos says, from the question, you can't say that it's shalim versus pasanu bakara, and you have that decision about what is my bracha going to be chal on, because everybody would agree, apparently, that you should make the bracha on the shalim and not the pasanu bakara. So how does Rav Barashi say that you make it on the pasanu? So that's Tosla's question. What exactly is the mitzias of the case? What's the machlokas going on? So Tosas now answers, V'yesh lomar, no, kigon de'ika shleim lefonav. I was wrong in my question. Really, there is a shalim in front of you. And so what's the machlokas? Ubatza min atzenuma, you cut from the tzenuma. Rav Chiya bar Ashi sabar tahave kimo shleim. So really, even though later on we said, it seems like everybody says shalim is better. So that's not true. According to Rav Chiya bar Ashi, shalim is not necessarily better than pasanuma. Why? Because pasanuma is chaviv, and since it's chaviv, it at least gains the status of a shalim in the sense that you can make the bracha on the chaviv over the shalim, so you can make the bracha on pasanu bekar. But what does Rav Chiya hold? Rav Chiya sphere lay. What?
Saying that is
shalom. Okay, so you have so you can read it in two different ways. You could read it, right? Suffer the habe kimo shlema. So what is that kimo like? What does that kimo mean? So kimo can mean it is shalom, right? Or it's as if it's shalom, right? So what are you saying it is?
That's not a problem because what this is now that's chaviv to you is natural to shalom. It's like shalom.
That's not what shalim adif means. I have shalim versus something else. What wins? Shalim. Anytime you're going to tell me that something else, we're going to equate it to shalim, you're by definition telling me that shalim's not the best. That shalim's not an automatic winner.
So how do we get around this kash of shalim adif? That now this small piece of bread is. Kishal is like shalom because it's chavim to you.
So what I'm telling you is the way I understand that is that means that shalom's not always going to win, right? So I understand the way you're reading it. I don't think that's the way to read it. We're not saying that this is now shalom. We're saying at the most it can have the same status as shalom. But it's not shalom.
Okay, I wouldn't be able to use Melachim Mishnah just because it's chavim.
Yeah, it's not right. Shalom.
We're not transforming it into
shalom. Yeah, but what you don't have a problem now, I'll do that shalom is I'll do.
So I'm telling you the Kamash Wana Tosos is that Tosos is backing down on that statement. And they're saying that maybe you could have, according to some opinions, that shalom is better. That shalom doesn't have to be the ultimate, and that even if something's not shalom, i.e. if it's chaviv, chaviv could live up to the status of shalom, and that chaviv could come in before shalom. Not that chaviv is now shalom and still shalom's adif, and we're just redefining.
So what's kamo shlema? Don't say kamo shlema.
It's no. So that's what I'm saying. Kamo shlema means that it's equated. It has the same. Not that it is shalom, but it has the same halachic preference as shalom. It's kamo shlema. It has the same preference as shalom. So it could be shalom or chaviv, your choice. Right, so that's Anachanami. Originally, we thought that shalom automatically is the winner; he's always going to win. Kamashwan, it's not true. It's not. Shalom doesn't always have to win. You'll see how the Ritva says it a little bit. Let's see the Rash, but we'll get to it. Okay, so that's the way that I think you should be Tosfos. You could argue. That's fine. Fine. So Tosfos says Veishlomar Kigal Deikas Shleim Lefanu Vabatzim and Atzenuma. Rav Chiya Barashi Sabar Dhabi Kimo Shleimo Me'achar Shich Aviva Mevarachala. So what does Rav Chiya hold? Rav Chiya Sphir Leit Sarach Shetich LeBrachim HaPas. That's the words that he says. So what does that mean? Vim Kain, if you have to finish the bracha with the pas, by Inan Shetich LeBracha in Bitsiyas HaPas. V'kemen Shepitzua Kodim Lachen Shleimo Adiv. So you have to finish the bracha with the cutting of the bread, since by pas Sanuma Bekara, it's already Bitsua. It's Bitsua Kodim Lachen, so a Shalim is better. Why is a Shalim better? Why is the shalim better? Because I could cut it. And why do I need to cut it? What's the chop of cutting it according to Rafiya? What's so important about cutting? I have to cut it with the bracha. Right? So I have to cut it with the bracha. Since I have to cut it with the bracha, so therefore I have to have a shalim. Okay? So we'll have to understand that a little bit. About Ileka Shleima, Modesh Yivarcha Purim Mazak Menaris. But again, Tosfos is reiterating that it's not that it's a question of hamotzi versus not hamotzi. Everybody agrees that the bracha you're going to be making is hamotzi. So this is what Tosfos says, right? If we take it down, if we oversimplify it into a thesis statement, it's the machlokas here between Rav Chiya Barashi and Rav Chiya is a din in chaviv versus shalem. But what's the mila? So I'm just reiterating. What's the mila of shalem according to Rav Chiya? What's the mila of shalem? Why is it so important to have shalem? So therefore, because it can be sliced, yeah.
Then you say he's not saying more, because you slice a big piece of bread, don't
you? Let's see the Ritva. Let's see the Ritva, and we'll get to it. Where is the Ritva?
Big question.
Yeah.
Is Rava arguing only on Rav Chiya or also on Rav Chiya Barashi?
Good, we'll see the Ritva on that also. We'll answer your question first. I don't think I told you to see this Ritva. Look. Alright, Ritva, you with me here? Does everybody have fancy Ritvas or not fancy Ritvas? Fancy Ritvas, okay. So in the fancy Ritvas, on where it's Reish Nun Ches, the second column, where it says Lamed Tes and Beis, I did not ask you to see this. Look where it says Vehilchas HaKarava. So it's the bottom of Reish Nun Ches, Hilchas HaKarava. Hilcha Leisa L'Derbi Chia Bar Ashi. Right? We also don't hold like Rav Chia Bar Ashi, like the first opinion. So that just answers your question. I guess isn't the main thing is that he's saying the Ritva is going out of his way to say that it's not to, when we say Hilchos HaKarava, it's not to argue with Rav Chia. He's by definition also arguing on Rav Chia Bar Ashi, because it has to be, according to Rabbi, you have to make the bracha and then be Motzeah. So that's arguing on both the first and the second opinion. Okay, but first now we have to see what the Ritva says. Okay, so now let's go back to Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi. First column of the Ritva in the middle. Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Pasat Tsunuma Bekara. So Rashi Piresh Pashu Pasos Bekara, Mashichon Aleh Marak Cham Lishrosa. So you cut it up and you put hot soup on it and you're soaking it in the soup. Ve'enoni Muach Bekach, it's not being dissolved. Mvarach Aleh Hamotzi Hamotzi, you're still making Vrach Aleh Hamotzi. Perish Vatayech at the Lake of Psis and Achrini. Ela Eilu Shebekara, Letzarach Lomer Mvarach Aleh Hamotzi. So again, it makes the same point. It's obvious that if it's a question of just you have nothing else in front of you and we want to know what bracha to make on this, then of course you're going to make a hamotzi. Vafil ha bepurim pachas b'kazayis, even if it was less than a kazayis. Vafil nizbash, even if it's cooked. Ika laiteris in the hama, as long as it looks a little bit like bread, like we say before. So again, the Ritva is isolating. We're not asking what bracha to make on this. Everybody agrees you make a bracha on the hamotzi, on these pirurin, on these pasim b'kara. Elavadai ha asa rabba shmeinon dafilu hecha. The Ritva had different gears on who are the players in this discussion. So elavadai ha asa rabba shmeinon dafilu hecha diika psisin acherim gedolim mehem. V'hainu dinaka b'ka'ara dinu mistama psisin k'tan v'psisin gedolim al shulchan. So he's saying even if you have bigger pieces of bread, and that's why he says that's why what's the case? The pas is in the kara. Why do you say the pas in the kara? Just say you have little pieces of bread. So what's the chiddush of the pasas in the kara? It says, again, this is based on how they used to eat. Mistama psisim ktanim psisim gdolim al shulchan. It means there are small pieces of bread and little pieces of bread on the table. Umi upas shalim leka. Di'ika shlomim badai mitzvah nanamufka levarach al shlomim. So the Ritva is not like Tosos. Tosos says we're talking about that there's shalim. Ritva says no shalim. Why no shalim? Because shalim always wins. Shalim is king no matter what. If Shalim's king no matter what, we must not be talking about a case where there's Shalim in front of you. There is no Shalim in front of you. And it's only talking about what's the din and what's the machlokas according to the Ritva. What's the mitzias in the case of our Pasim Makar? What is it?
It's whether a big piece is better than a small piece.
Excellent. Big versus small. Not whole versus chaviv, but big versus small. If there was whole, then the question's over. There's no more to talk about. So what's the chiddush of Rav Chia Bar Ashi? The Kamash Malan, Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Dim Ratza Mivarech Al Psisim Ktanim Shebakara. What do you make a bracha on? You can make a bracha on the little pieces. Vafa Gadika Psisim Gedolim Am Al Shulchan. Even though there's bigger pieces in front of you, why? The Kevan Deleika Shlamim Lo Shna Beim Psisim Gedolim Ktanim. Once we're isolating Shlomim out of the picture, he says there's absolutely no preference, according to Rav Chia Bar Ashi, between big and small. There's no, we don't know anything. We're big and small. Who says bigger is better than smaller? Where is that? Is that a Gemara somewhere? Who made that up? Bigger and smaller, according to Rav Chia Bar Ashi, it's the same. Okay, you can make a brach on the small, you can make a brach on the big, you have no preference either way. What about according to who the Ritva calls Rav Chia Bar Abba, who in the footnote says, what does it say? Lefaneinu leisa bar abba. Just Rav Chia, right? So this is our Rav Chia. Upligi de Rav Chia. So what does Rav Chia say? Damar tzarach shetich lebrachim apas. Perish, why does he argue? Im betzias apas. Hilkach psisin gedolin de'efshel mifsubuhu adifi. When there's a, you should make the bracha as you're cutting the bread. So therefore, what's better? Bigger is better. Why is bigger better? Why is bigger better? Because you can cut it. The Epsilon Mipsibu Atifi. So Rav Chia is creating is the right word, but is at least revealing to us this din that you need to make the bracha as you're cutting the bread. So what's bigger therefore? What's better therefore? Bigger is better because you can make the bracha as you're cutting the bread. And what does Rabba hold? So Rabba tells us that no. Right, keep going. Maskev Rava Majna Tsunuma Delo, the Kikali Brocha Prusakaya, Ihachi Shlema Nami, Kikali Brocha Prusakaya. Perish Rava, Askiflai Time at Rivchia, the Kavan the Islay, the Kaya Brachim Abitsia, since Rivchia holds that you're finishing the Bracha as you're cutting, Lab Dinu La Prusaka, Ben Tsunuma de Psisin Katanim, the low Ashla Mesu. So why distinguish between small pieces that you can't cut at all, Lipsisin Gedolim, the Ashla Mipsa, that you could cut with big pieces? So why make that distinction? Distinction. The Maishnat Sinuma Delo, what's the problem with Sinuma? Delo de Chikaya Bracha Prusakaya. So when you're making the Bracha, your Bracha is being Chal on a Prusa. So Psisin Dolanami, right? Even if it's big, what's your Bracha being Chal on? What's your Bracha being Chal on? Something that's already cut. Something that's already cut. Right? According to. So therefore, what? So what does Rabba therefore say? Bafilu Pas Shalema. Even if it was shalim, right? So what happens if it's shalim? But filu pas shlema, the kivan da amar tzara shetichla brachim on pas gemar bracha mia prusa asya. The finishing bracha is on a prusa because you're saying you have to cut it as you are making the bracha. And v'hadinaka shlema lav davka. So the Ritva has a different gears here. Also, the Ritva here says iachi shlema nami. So an argamar doesn't say that. An argamar says iachi pas nami. So the Ritva says that he had a gears of Shlema, and he's saying the fact that it says Shlema is lav davka, because what's the discussion according to the Ritva? It's not Shalem, it's big versus small. So the fact that he says Shalem says lav davka, so how does he explain that? It's Shver in the Lashon. So he says, the Anan Hash Delo Irenan Elba Pas Prusa. Right? Again, according to the Ritva, we're only talking about Pas Prusa. El Ravusa Naka Lahachi. It's coming to teach a bigger Kiddush. Kalomar, the high time of Rabbi Chia. Bar Abba, again according to us, Rav Chia, lav taima terutzu. It doesn't really make any sense. Da filu shlema gufa mai mahani lo mafum hai taima. Shlema wouldn't even help if it's shlema. Sof sof gemar bracha prusa hu shas tashim bracha ain a pas shlema. Because when you're making the bracha, the pas isn't shalim. Therefore, Rav Chia's opinion doesn't really make any sense, right? So according to this reading, now we have the discussion. Our key phrase is not Shalim versus Chaviv, it's big versus small. So how does each opinion, how does that work out? So what does Rav Chiya Bar Ashi hold? Again, I'm assuming like our gears is in the Gemara. My name is Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, is the first guy. What does he hold? That what? Why? Why Tsnuma? There's no Chiya, who cares? There's no Chiya between big and small. You want to make it on big, make it on big. You want to make it on small, make it on small. I don't care. Right?
Yeah. I was going to say, the regular Chia, which we find all over Shas, his father's name was Abba. So I think that the Ritva was just coming to be able to be Mechalik with the Reb Chia, so he's calling one Chia Barash, one Chia Barab.
Aha. Okay. So, okay, fine. So Reb Chia Bar Ashi, our first guy, says, I don't care who it is. Right? I don't care, big, small, no difference. What does Reb Chia Bar Abba or Stan Reb Chia hold? That what?
Bigger.
That bigger is better. Why is bigger better? Because you need to cut it. You have to cut it as you're making the bracha. And what does Rabba say?
No, you cut after you've already made the bracha when you have the shleimah.
Right, you have to cut on a shalit. And it's just strange. Now, what's strange about the way the Ritz was reading this? Yeah?
Yes. I have a little thing somewhat related to that. Why did you maybe make a little rye in the washroom that you use in snoom as an example, not small, because really it's snoom that it's dried out, it's not cuttable.
So why snoom? According to the Ritva, maybe just say it straight out.
Just say a smaller piece of bread.
Right. Say it like it is. What are we talking about here? Just say it explicitly.
What's
Rava? Shita's Rava here seems to be saying that Rav Chia doesn't make any sense. Like, his whole logic doesn't make any sense. Why? Because Rav is saying that you need to, it seems, I don't know if somebody has a different read than this, the logic flows that we're saying, Rav is saying, is that you just need a shalim, you have to make the bracha on a shalim, no?
Without giving my opinion to
So let's go. Let's do the next two toes. The next two ritvas. Elamar Rav Mavar. Lachar Tashum Kol Bracha Botzeya. The Gemar Bracha Beinim B'Chashivusa De Pas. Oh, so what does that mean? The Gemar Bracha Beinim B'Chashivusa De Pas. So don't cut the bread. Your bracha has to be made on Chashivusa De Pas, and after that you can cut the bread.
Okay.
So is he talking here about a shalem or just a big one?
The next
I don't know. It looks like a rabbi hookah a kol echadikam psisin gedolim ruyin livtzia mitzvah levarach aleihem the mitzvah levarach lachar gach livtzo. Right? So when you have a big piece of bread, you should make the bracha beforehand. Why? Because, I mean, why should you use a big piece of bread? Because they could be, it could be cut, and therefore you should make a bracha and then cut it. So what exactly, so is that really what Rava says? Can you take, what? So let's say instead of Hilchos HaKarava, that Dibra Maskel said, V'Hilchos HaKarava Bar Abba. So can you read that? Right, can you read it like that? V'Hilchos HaKarava Bar Abba. Hilchos Leisalud Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, El Kol HaKadik Apsisim Dolem, Ruin Lepsia, you should make it on them. Why? The Mitzvah Bar HaKar Kachlik Tzoa. So obviously Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi doesn't, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, against Stam Rabbi Chiya, doesn't hold of this, doesn't say the lashon of mitzvah of varach v'chakach potseya, but you have it. What did he say? Why do you need a psisim dolan? Because you can cut it. So that's what halacha is, right? You can make according to Rava, right? What's the here? You have a big piece of bread. According to Rava, you have a big piece of bread. Right? The Ritva says that's a metzias. It's a big versus small. So you have your big pieces of bread according to Rava. So what do? So you have to make a bracha and then cut. Why make a bracha and then cut?
You need to make a bracha on a full piece.
That's not a full piece.
It's not a full piece.
Coming to chay like that when you cut a piece of a big piece of bread, shot is that now it's not big anymore. It's not now could be pesisim tanim. Maybe that's what Rava is coming to be chay bar Abba.
Rava saying that you should
that you need a way to cut, because if you cut beforehand, then what does that mean? Aprusa, that when you cut a big piece of bread, that shot. That now when you cut it and you make the bracha, you're making a piece of bread now pesisim tanim because of pesisim tanim.
Right. So I mean,
where do you see a chiluk between pesisim tanim and gedolim? As long as they're over kazayas, who cares if it's cut in a gadol? Bread is bread.
Rabbi, maybe just saying.
I just made the chiluk.
The Rebbe made the chiluk between
pesisim tanim and gedolim.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the pas snuma and gedolim. Because
tenuma
is not just small.
When you cut the piece of bread,
it now becomes
small.
Right. So again, so pas tenuma according to the Ritva, according to the first opinion, there's no difference. Why? Because we don't care about cutting. He doesn't bring cutting into the discussion. He just says big versus small. It doesn't make a difference. You can make a bracha either way. There's no preference. Then Rav Chiya comes and says no. Since there's this inyan of cutting, therefore you should make a bracha before you cut it. It's already cut, right? It's already prusa, it's already paros. You should make a bracha before you cut it again, because at least this way you have some sort of cutting. Right? You're making the bracha as you're cutting. Make the bracha as you're cutting. So pas nuva bakara, we're assuming there's no cutting involved. It's so small, there's no cutting. First opinion says, I don't care, big, small, doesn't make a difference. Second opinion throws in cutting. So therefore, pas nuva bakara, you're not going to make a bracha on, because we want you to be able to cut it. And the third opinion comes along and says that even though it's already parus, I'm still going to say don't cut it while you're making the bracha. Wait till you finish the bracha, then cut it, because we're saying that's the chashivuse, to make the bracha as the, not shalem, but whatever is in front of you, as big as it is in front of you, first make the bracha and then cut it. And we're just pointing out that it's just, once you're saying that we're not talking about Shalem, it sort of loses some of the machlokas between Rav Chiya and Rava comes a little, it's a little bit less important, maybe, because according to Tosfos, I understand Rava's coming to say Shalem is so important that we want to make a bracha before you even touch the thing, or before you, and Rav Chiya saying, okay, so you're going to make the cut as you're doing it. So I understand that that could be a problem according to Rava. Here the problem according to Rava is just a little bit weaker. Rava's problem with Rav Chiya just seems to be a little bit weaker, according to my understanding, because you're already talking about something that's not Shalom in the first place. It's already parsed. So what are you making such a big deal that you have to make the bracha before you cut it? It's already cut.
Yeah.
Maybe
you just say, even though it's not so strong, just that Rava is saying that Rav Chiya is just saying that you have to make the bracha as you're cutting, and Rava is saying, no, you can't touch it. Like Tosfos was saying, you can't touch it before you make the bracha.
But why not?
I think Rava is saying bigger is better. So make the bracha on the bigger piece before you cut into smaller.
That's
which would be exactly against Rukhiya Bar.
The chashiv is that the bigger it is, the better. Therefore, don't touch it before you cut it. So Rukhiya is telling me, make the bracha as you cut it. We're saying, no, we want it to be as big as possible when you make the bracha. Therefore, don't cut it until after you make the bracha. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, in terms of that aspect of the, I guess, how big of a machlokas it is, or at each step of the machlokas, according to Tosos at least, the chiluk makes more sense. To be more makbir about the difference between Rukhiya and Rav, I think makes a little more sense.
If you say then, according to Rukhiya Bar Abba, he's cutting it down, then maybe Rav is looking at that as destroying the chashivas. So you would say that there is more of a chiluk between Rav and Rukhiya because cutting it is destroying the chashivas. Therefore, don't touch it, no matter how big it is. Don't touch it until after bracha to keep it in its ultimate chashivas. And that's why
I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying I like the difference between a pashalim and a not pashalim is I understand to have a problem with that. Than to just have a big piece versus cutting into small pieces seems to me less of a problem. But I understand that he's saying that is a problem. But I'm just saying, to me, it sounds like it's less of a problem than being machalik between a pas sholem and a half and a cutting down in half. All right, but either way, I'm saying it makes sense. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I just feel like it's a little bit of a less of a machlokas according to the Ritva. So what else? What are there any other problems according to the Ritva's understanding? Any other problems we have with the Ritva? Maybe based on text or based on svara.
I just had a question. What does the Ritva answer when he says, why does Rava use pas shalim as opposed to pas gadol? I don't know
what it is. So let's read it again. The high did not go shleima lav davka. So again, the Ritva is going on the fact that in his gears, if you look back on top, it says completed. So it's a maska Rava maishna sunuma delo mikai racha pusakaya iyal ishleima nam. So if you look here in 302, the footnote says kenu gamigirs is gilion. But we don't. Sorry, where am I? Yeah, the Yehudi Shlim. We don't have that Gerus.
Who's
the
Gilion?
I'm not sure. So again, go on Argamar. Argamar just says Pas, I think. Where's Argamar? So Argamar says Lomish Lachikaya Bracha Aprusa Kakaya Al Pas Nami. So he says Iyachi Shlema Nami. Right, so the Ritva has to explain, according to his explanation, that we're not talking about Shalim. Where does Shalim come into the picture? Right? So according to Argus, it's not a question. The Ritva is perfect according to Argus. But according to the Girsa that he has, that Shalim is in the picture. So he says, the Hai do not go Shalim alav dafka. The Anon Hashna lo Irina, the Lepas Prusa. He says, we're not talking about Shalim, we're talking about Prusa. El Rusa Nakan Lahati. It's coming to teach us a bigger finish. Kolomar, the high time of Ruchia, lav taima teritzu, da filu shlema gufa mai mahani lan lefum high taima. The sof gemar bracha prusahu, the b'shas tashlim bracha in a pas shlema. Even if you had a shalem, according to Ruchia, you're destroying that shalem when you break the bread. So he's saying Ruchia wouldn't even make sense even if we had a shalem.
Or I think kalchomer, if it doesn't work by pas gadol, then for sure by shalem it's not going to be.
It's not. Ruchi doesn't make sense. Ruchi doesn't make sense even if it's pas prusa. It doesn't make sense even if it was shalem. He would be ruining. According to him, you'd be ruining the milah of shalem even if you had shalem, because you're breaking it before you make the before you finish the bracha. Before you finish the bracha, then you lose the milah of shalem. I think that's what the Ritva was saying. Okay, so that's number two. Number two is Shalei is Paros versus Gadol. So let's see number three, which I think is a fascinating explanation to itself. And then we'll see if we can go back and analyze. We may have something to say about what we've seen already. But let's see the third way of reading the Gemara. So the Rush, Simon Yud Tes. Okay, so first, what's pasanum according to the Rosh? So Amar Pchim Arash, Amar Rav, pasanum b'karm b'rach la'am, mozi lachman aretz, perish b'nechan anal, b'dik ala trusinam. We're talking about where it looks like bread. L'fimash kasavti la'al b'shem rabbeinu yonah, de'echa shenim avushal. If it's not cooked, b'ena mechuber yachad, machmas marak, with dvash, or it's not stuck together from the soup or honey,
Torah Slechem Alav Afilu Nisbar Dak Dak. So even if you cut it, once it's not cooked, or you didn't do anything really to the bread, no matter how small you cut it, Afilu Nisbar Torah Lechem, it's still going to look as bread, it's still going to count as bread even if it doesn't look like bread. Between what?
I mean, wouldn't Torah Lechem act to be, shouldn't that, I mean, wouldn't that be actually like Nikuva to make a bracha of Moiti?
If it looks like bread, then even if you...
There's no Torah Lechem, but there's Torah Lechem, so it's a...
Yeah, so Torah Lechem means what does it look like? It doesn't have the appearance of Lechem. So if I take a piece of bread, and I cut it up into 100 different pieces, and you have little crumbs in front of you, so you don't, it doesn't really look like bread. So no matter how small you cut it, the Rush is saying, if you didn't do anything to it, in terms of cooking or sticking it together with soup or honey, then it's always going to be, it would never lose its Shem Lechem, or its Bracha Vamotzi, no matter what you do to it. Okay, so here it seems what the Rush is saying is that
Torah Lechem is better than Torah Lechem.
Torah Lechem, I believe, is like a it's considered bread. It's Shem Lechem.
And we only use Torah Lechem when we have Dvash.
Again, so Torah Lechem means what does it look like, right? So it needs to look like Torah Lechem if you did something to it. So if you did something to it, like cooking it, and it doesn't look like lechem, then it's not Torah lechem. It doesn't have the appearance of it, and you've done something to it, it loses its hamotzi. If you didn't do something to it, no matter whether it looks like bread or not, it's still Torah lechem, right? Yeah. Okay.
Torah lechem is better.
I don't know what you mean by better or not.
Yeah,
better.
It's in the sense of high of bracha of hamotzi.
In order to be chayav, you need Torah Lechem, right? So Torah Lechem has the Torah of Lechem, has the Shem Lechem, has the name of Lechem. So how do you get how does it keep its status of Hamotzi? Either if you didn't do anything to it, no matter what it looks like, it doesn't care. If you did something to it, then it has to at least look like bread. Okay, so the Torah Lechem can help it get the Torah Lechem no matter what. Right? If it's bread and it looks like bread, then no matter what you do to it, it's still Hamotzi. Okay. So based on this, and this is what he's saying, and this is how he's explaining Pasuk in the car, he seems to be saying, and he doesn't say anything about Lishros here, right? He doesn't say anything like Rashi that you're soaking it, he seems to be just cutting it into little pieces, and it still has the din of Hamotzi. It seems to me that the Rush is just telling us that Pasuk in the car just means cutting it up into little pieces. Okay, so if that's this, so just keep that in mind. So Tema, but my Mari, that's the same question Tosu says. If you only have pasanuma, which is a question of what bracha, then of course you make the hamotzi like by chavitza, the fil perun shem bein kazayis, bracha on hamotzi. So fine. So it's not a question about whether you make hamotzi. V'ika kame pas shleim pshita shleim bracha psis and akhtanim, v'gam im ika psis and gedolim, pshita shi bracha gedola, v'lo al tsanuma. So he takes the ritva and he throws that away also, right? He says that if it's shalim, of course you're going to make a bracha on the shalim. What if it's bigger? The Rush is assuming, of course, you're going to make a bracha on the bigger over the smaller. Right? So, again, I don't know. That's not like the Ritva. The Ritva is saying that that's what the discussion in the Gemara is. But the Rush is saying that it seems that no matter what, you would always make a bracha on gadol over a small one. Okay? So therefore, the Rush is asking, so what's the mitzias of the case? What's the mitzias? It's not that you have a shalom in front of you. It's not that you have a gadol in front of you. So v'nira demairi, v'shiyesh lo pas shalem o psisim gedolim v'osinem psisim dakim. So the Rush here is different from the other Rishonim completely, in the sense that according to the other Rishonim, it was a din of what should my bracha be chal on? Should it be chal on X or should it be chal on Y? Should it be chal on a shalem? Should it be chal on a chadim? Should it be chal on a gadol? Should it be chal on a kata? That's not what the Rush is saying. According to the Rush, what's the question here? It's not X versus Y, it's
one thing.
It's one thing, and the question is, when am I making my bracha? You only have one bread in front of you. It's not one versus another, it's one, and when do I make that bracha on that one? Okay, so what does he say? V'nira demayir b'shiyesh lo pas shalem o psisim glom. It could be a case of big whole bread or just big bread, the osimam psisim dakin. And your goal, your end goal, is to make small pieces of bread. Kedei levarach aleim amotzi, and of course you're going to make amotzi. V'le'echol, then you're going to eat them. V'ka'amar rav de'ein sarach levarach amotzi b'shashu botseya v'osem mehem psisim dakin. So again, when am I making my amotzi? So the first opinion says you don't have to make the amotzi at the time that you're actually breaking the bread into small pieces. right? Why not? Kivan shemifarer osan kidei levarach alein hamotzi. Since you are breaking them in order to make a hamotzi, villa ephel and to eat them, yachol levarach laachar betzia kimo kodem betzia. Therefore, you're allowed to make the bracha after the betzia, like before the betzia. Kevan shemitchila litzorach betzia nasa. Since from the beginning you were doing it litzorach betzia. So I just read words and I'm not sure what they mean. What is the Rush saying here? How is the Rush explaining the first opinion? What is Rav Chiya Bar Asher? He calls him like the Ritva calls him Rav. What is? How does he explain his opinion that you can make the bracha on the pasanum b'kara? Again, I have what's a metzias. I have a piece of bread in front of me, and I'm gonna cut it up for pasanuma. So the question is, do I make the bracha as I am cutting them? And I guess hypothetically, you would make the bracha. I don't know. You could read it in two ways. You could say that the Rush on that side, the Rush is saying that you make the bracha, you cut them up into little pieces, and then after you cut them up into little pieces, then you eat them, which would be like a, I guess, a large hefsek in between. Or you can just say that you make the, you have the big bread in front of you, you make your bracha, you're botseya it, and then you eat it, and then you continue to be botseya the rest of it, which is probably what he's saying. But either way, he's saying that, again, you, is it that, side A, is that since I'm being mefaros on kedei levarach aleim, v'la echol, so therefore, I can do it afterwards, and I don't do it beforehand. So what does that mean? Yeah.
He's saying that there's no din motzei at all. I mean, you can that you can decide to make the motzei before you want to do it or after you break it. There's no
din of betzia, right? So according to the Ritva, according to Rav Chiya Bar Asher, was there a din of making betzia? Was there a din of betzia according to the Ritva?
Everyone holds as a din betzia.
Yeah.
Who said everyone holds as a din betzia? We just read the Ritva before. What did we say when we read the Ritva about Rav Chiya Bar Asher? You have Gadol versus you have a Gadol versus a Katan. Which one do you make?
Everyone holds there's a din betzia when there's a Shalom. The Ritva set it up that I'm not talking about Shalom, so there's no. So to hear the Rush.
You're reading that as the Ritva. Where did you? You didn't say that. You said according to Rav Chiya Bar Asher, big versus small.
Because we're not talking about Shalom. Because I'm not talking about Shalom, so there's no din.
You just added those words.
No, because that's why there's no chiluk for.
But there is a
chiluk
by a big piece of bread. That's why it makes a chiluk between big and small. That the big one is all different because you are both.
Let's go back a second. Start from scratch. Before you learned the sugya, who ever heard of a din betzia? No, right? So you're telling me that everybody holds a din betzia, but we never heard of it before, right? I'm. What? You've heard of it? You learned Mishnah Berurah. Okay. My point is that let's think about this for a second. Let's assume there is this din betzia. Where does that come from? What is that? Is that a din deraisa, halacha moshe Sinai? What is a din betzia? If you would have asked me, I have a piece of bread in front of me. I'll make amotzi. I'll eat whatever I want. I want to eat it. Do I want to cut it? If I want to cut it, I'll cut it. If I don't want to cut it, I won't cut it. If I want to take a bite out of it, I want to cut it first, I want to cut it second, what's the big deal? I'll do whatever I want to do. All of a sudden, there's a din that you have to be botzeit. So where does that come from? And now you're telling me everybody holds that, even the people who don't hold it, you're saying, of course they hold it implicitly. Right? The Ritva said for Rav Chiya Bar Asher that it's a big versus small, and I don't care which comes first. Then Rav Chiya came along and said, no, I want you to make it on the big because of this din betzeit. So I'm arguing that according to the Ritva, according to Rav Chiya Bar Asher, nobody made up anything about a din betzia. Maybe Rav Chiya Bar Asher argues that there's no such thing as a din betzia. You could argue with me, that's fine. According to the Rush here, you're saying that you just said that there's no din betzia according to Rav Chiya Bar Asher, according to the Rush. You can make the bracha before, you can make the bracha after. Does everybody agree with that reading of the Rush?
No.
Who said no? You? Do you have a reason why?
Yeah, it'd be the Rush holds here that about if it was a if there was a pas shalim, then you would have to have you would need to be betzei the pas, right? But since he says that your kavana was to be breaking it down, so okay, I'm not obviously stretching a little bit, but he's like it never had a dinner. This pas never had a dinner shalim. It was ready just to be broken down. So im kain, if it was this, you never wanted to be eating it in a tzura of shalim. You only wanted to be eating it when it was broken down. So there's no, you don't have to be, but say it's a pas. You have to, when do you have, you just have to, you break it, you're going to break it down. see if the pas falls away. It's not, we're not talking about pas shalom.
Okay, so let me ask you another question, another assumption. You are assuming why do I need pas shalom? Why do I need pas shalom? In general, why do I need pas shalom? What's the mile of pas shalom? Why is it other?
You can cut it.
Because you can cut it. I think that's what you're assuming. And you're sort of mixing these two together. You're saying that shalom is, you cut a shalom, right? You cut a shalom, and you're arguing that you don't cut anything else is no din betzia, right? Okay, so you cut a shalom. So again, I think we mentioned this yesterday, so I can argue to you that shalom has nothing to do with that the mile of shalom has nothing to do with whether or not you can cut it or not.
I don't know.
I'm not getting to the rush. Forget about the rush for a second. The mile of shalom. You're saying it's because I can cut it.
No.
Saying maybe the mile of shalom is just that it's a whole. It's complete. It's nicer. It's more. You know, I want to say that bracha on something.
Shalom. Then there's a din of
pas. Okay, so now you're saying that there's only a din betzia of pas by shalom. Why is that?
Because now that shalom focuses, now I have to cut it. That you.
Let's say it's shalom and it's really small. Bite-sized shalims. Do I have to cut it?
I don't know.
What do you mean, why not? You just told me the reason I have to cut it is because it's shalim.
Yeah, why not?
But what's the why? It's a now you're saying, if it's shalim, I automatically have to cut it. Why? Why do I have to cut it? It's a din. You're saying there's a din betzia, and the din betzia is by shalim, no matter what size it is. If it's not shalim, then I don't have to. There's no din betzia at all. Let's say I have a half a loaf of rye bread. That's you know, the size of this table or whatever, but it's a half. It's not shalim, so I have to cut it or not to cut it.
So what's Rush saying that?
Forget about the Rush saying. Do I have to cut it or not to cut it?
One small.
It's huge, but it's not shalim. Is there a din betzia on that?
For who? Depends who.
Okay, so let's go to the Rush now. So what are you saying in the Rush?
That it seems from the Rush, like, has a very interesting lesson that says, the game said before I used to kidate with Bark Alena Moitzi Blaecho. So Yachal of Bark La Acher Bitsia, Makoidi Bitsia.
So you said before that there's no din betzia according to the Rosh, according to Sefer Rashi, right? And you're saying what?
What's the lashon kevin shemitzchila?
I'm asking you. Does anybody have a read on how to understand this? Besides, we have one explanation that it means that there's no din betzia. What do you say?
You can say because the whole point of this bread is for the final stage of snuma. The bread becomes so tough and so like subservient to the snuma that the snuma is the more chashuv thing here. Even though the
should bring the chashuv into this.
Is the desired thing here? Even though the shalem is the real desired thing. The snuma becomes like the shalem.
So I just understand what you're doing. You're overlapping now Tosfos and the Rush. You're saying, even though not exactly, obviously, but you're saying that there's a din in chashuv and chaviv, or what's
like a timeline.
He's
and
no
because we only really want the end of the timeline, even though the beginning stage is the more chashuv. If you take a plain look at if you chop up the different stages, the final stage is the desired stage so much. That it becomes like the...
So you're saying I don't need betzia, or I do need betzia?
I don't know.
Because you don't.
Therefore, you don't need betzia.
According
to Rechia Barashi. Again, it's only according to Rechia Barashi. You're saying you don't need betzia. So if you would have asked me, the way I would have read this, again, let's read it again inside. Kevin Shem, if anybody have any last comments here? Anybody read it differently? Okay, so Kevin Shem, if Dar Osan, Kedei Lefarech Alehen Hamotzi, Villa Echol, Yachol Levarach La'achar Abitzia, Kmo Kodem Bitzia, Kevin Shemitzchil Letzorach Bitzia Nasa. What does that mean? Kevin Shemitzchil Letzorach Bitzia Nasa. The cutting is as if, the cutting afterwards is, first says, is Kmo Kodem Bitzia, it's like from before the Bitzia, and since you did it, Letzorach Bitzia.
So I think he's saying the idol's like Rava, that you don't even have Bitzia. There's no betzia until after the bracha. There's no betzia, so you shouldn't even
All right, let's, before we answer how the Rush reads it, let's see some other Lashonas. You go to the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah. Did anybody see it or not yet?
Is he really saying that you have to do Ruchia the first one? So bring the Ruchia Bar Rashi, he's saying it's time to do it beforehand. Where do you see that we have to do it after? Then according to Rav, he's saying you have to do it during.
Did everybody hear that? I know everybody did not, so I want him to say it again. Say it again louder. Got the microphone?
Sure. No,
Say it loud. Go.
So the argument here is not whether or not you're chayav to do betzia or not. They all agree that you have to do betzia. The question is when do you have to do betzia. So according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, he's saying betzia has to be done, but it's not dafka after. It can be done beforehand also. According to Rav Chiya, it has to be done in the middle. It has to be done while you're saying the bracha.
Everybody got that? There is a din betzia. Even according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, the question is, when do I need to do that betzia?
That's the kamal.
Right. So, and this seems to be what the Rosh is saying, according to the way I'm reading it, is like the way you were reading it. That kid, and we'll see the other Rishonim in a minute. That Yachol Levarach LaAchar Betzia Kimo Kodem. It keeps emphasizing betzia. You can make the bracha after the betzia, like before the betzia. Kevin Shemitchilu Letzarch Betzia Nazis. Since the beginning, you did it in the first place. The cutting was letzorach betzia, so you can make the bracha afterwards. Meaning, there is a din betzia. You have to cut the bread. The only question is, when do you make the bracha? So according to the other, the Rav Chiya and the Rava, you make the bracha either as you're cutting the bread, or you're making the bracha before you cut the bread. According to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, you can make the bracha even after you cut the bread. It's still essential here that there's betzia beforehand, but this betzia that you're doing, he's saying it's kimo, the bracha that you're making now after the betzia, it's kimo that you're making it even before the betzia, because the betzia that you're doing in this case is letzorach the betzia. This betzia that you're doing is letzorach, what did that mean? It's hard to understand what it means. Letzorach betzia, but there's a din betzia, you have to do the betzia, but here you could do it after, you can make the bracha after you do the betzia, since the chashuv thing about pasnuma, the ideal thing for pasnuma, is that it should be broken up. Since it should be broken up, the betzia could even be before you make the bracha, because that's its, I guess it's an ideal state.
So the question is when do you do the bracha?
Correct. According to this,
there's a difference. The betzia, you do the betzia whenever you do it. The question is when do you do the bracha? Is it
before or after the betzia?
Yeah.
So the point is, there's always a betzia. It seems like the Rush is saying is you're being mitzah. There's always a betzia. The question is, when are you going to make that bracha? You're going to make that bracha.
The betzia doesn't change. It's the bracha that changes.
Since you change it, it's not a stated rule that you can do before or after, you might forget.
Hezekadas from what?
So making the bracha after, so you can cut it before or after. Like,
Hezekadas meaning if you have to do a betzia, and no, I'm saying you're doing betzias, right? He's not talking about that you're making your lunch and then an hour later you're eating it. It's that you're breaking it now, you're cutting it now, and then you're going to make the bracha after you finish cutting it. Why is that okay? Because the betzia, because it's not like, according to Rav Chiya, you have to make the bracha as you're cutting it. He's saying, no, you can make the bracha even before you cut it, because it's the betzia here is part of the whole process. Right, you're making it the way you want in its ideal state, the way you want. I'm not talking about Hezekadas necessarily. Yeah.
So there is a din in betzia. So by the fact that you cut it before, the sort of betzia, as you're making the bracha while it's cut up, it's as if you're cutting it up while you're making the bracha.
So that's, I don't know if the Rosh is going that far.
So it's what?
Betzia. Yeah, I don't know exactly what that means. We'll see a different Rishon. But I just want to take what he's saying to a step further. So you can read the Rosh, how lumdish is the Rosh getting? Is he saying that you have to do a betzia, but I don't care when you do the betzia, or is he saying that you can do the betzia afterwards and it's as if you did the betzia beforehand?
No way.
And that's what you just suggested, right? And when you read it, you could argue that there's something there that's strange. It could be that he's saying. I don't know if he's saying. I don't think he has to say.
How does the Rush answer up the Kuliyam, the Kuliyam of Shalim Adi? In Barashi.
Shalim. Who cares about Shalim here? We're not talking about Shalim. We've isolated Shalim.
How's he going to answer tomorrow? How's he going to answer Tosfos Kasha?
He asked the same question.
How's he answering?
So he answers it that we're talking here about, we don't care, again, we're not talking about, Shalim Adif means that if I have Shalim versus something else, what am I going to make the bracha?
And that's exactly what he said. Here we're talking about Shalim, and now you're breaking it down. Why are you allowed to break it down?
We're not talking about Shalim.
He says we are.
You have, you're starting off with Shalim, right?
Why are you not allowed to cut it before the bracha?
Why are you allowed to cut it before the bracha according to Rechiya Barashi? So what he's saying is that you're not losing that Maila of Shalim, maybe. Let's take, the Rosh has two possibilities. I'm talking about Shalim or you're talking about a big piece. So let's say you're talking about a big piece. Right? So if you're talking about a big piece, then that's fine. Then all he's saying is that it doesn't matter when you make the bracha. So you're asking a little bit further of, so let's go back to the Shalim. If it's Shalim and you have a piece of Shalim bread in front of you, and the question is, do you want to make that bracha on the Shalim, or then you're going to now cut that bread and make the bracha on the smaller pieces. So what the Rush would tell you, I think, is that that's not a case of Shalim versus something else. Because you're not making, according to Fibarashi, you're not making your bracha, when you're ready to make your bracha, you don't have a Shalim in front of you. When you're making your bracha, you just have small pieces in front of you. The question is, can you do that l'chatzila? And he's saying you could, because that's really what you want to do here. You want to eat the small pieces. According to Tosas, at the end of the day, you had your small pieces, and in front of you, you also had a shalim. That's not what's happening here. You don't have your small pieces and a shalim. You have your shalim, and he's telling you you don't have to make a bracha on that shalim right now, because that's not how you want to eat the shalim.
I just came off the path before you ever mentioned that there's shalim and a piece. This came onto the kasha before, and we started hiking my.
Like he's telling us what's the mitzvah of the case.
So he was talking about whenever you have a shalim, whether it's by yourself or with something else.
No. So I'm saying I don't think that's correct. I think that the question that Tosos is assuming. Tosos doesn't answer like the Rush. Tosos does not answer like this. But according to Tosos, the question of shalim versus something else is only when you have something else. You're about to make a bracha. You have pieces and you have something else. What do you have to make your bracha? Right, so shalim's adif. If you have to make the bracha, be chal on the shalim. Here, you don't have something versus something else at the same time. Right? The question is, can you do something to the shalim beforehand and then make the bracha? Okay, so it's a little bit different. Okay, so that's what the Rush says. Let's see two other ways of saying like the Rush, and see if they're different or the same. Okay, so turn to Rabbeinu Yonah for a second. Rabbeinu Yonah, did everybody have it?
Almost.
We're not ready to question, because we're not certain what the Rush is saying. Right, so either the Rush, we have three, right? We'll crunch what we've said in the Rush. We've either suggested that the Rush is saying that there's no din b'tzia at all according to Rav Rashi, or we said that the Rush is saying that there is a din b'tzia. What did you say before? There is a din b'tzia, but what?
Only on shalim. But since this was, you wanted, you know, that b'tzia goes, shalim is only when you, I want to say that here is not just the shalim, because your whole command was only for the b'tzia. Was to break it down.
So okay, and the third option is that the Rush is saying that you need a bitsia, there isn't a bitsia, you've only accomplished that bitsia before you made the bracha. And the reason why you're allowed to do that is because that's you want to eat the pasta bakar, you want to eat it in small pieces. So even though it's a din bitsia, you're allowed to, and usually you make the bracha and then the bitsia. Here you're allowed to do the bitsia and then the bracha because you want it to be in its small state. And you know, how lumdish you get in the Rush, whether or not you're saying that says if you made the bitsia beforehand, you know, I don't know if you have to go that far.
So what side is the Rebbe's?
I'm not done yet. We gotta see the other Rishonim and see if it comes out. I think I read it like that. Let's see the last one. Let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah for a second. So in the Rabbeinu Yonah, he quotes here in different Maskel of Ika. If you go to the middle of the Ika, he says V'tiritz Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Yeah, basically that's the same question that all the Rishonim asked, and he quotes Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hazakin. Demayr b'sha'asa oso pisim. You made it into small pieces. K'delevarach alein amotzi. Ulefichah chaya omer rav. Again, he also has rav. Sha'afal pisha hayalo pas acheres shlema she'eno mevarach ella alzos sha'asa pirurim. So even though you have a pas acheres, that's shalim. she'ena mivarech ela al zos she'asa pirurim. L'das ha'motzi va'af al-pi she'batza oso t'chila, even though you've already cut this. You've already cut this bread. Ein bekach klum. Why? D'botzeya va'achar kach mivarech. You're botzeya and then you're mivarech. So the question is, I mean, is the Riya Zaken saying the same thing as the Rush? In the first part, what is he saying? You made it into small pieces in order to make hamotzi. I think that's the same case, right? You've made it, and you have one piece of bread, you've made it into small pieces. So why can I do that? There's ein bekach klum debotzeya b'achach mevarech. You can do betzia, and then you can make a bracha. So what's he saying there? How do I understand what he's saying?
Like
the third way. That there's a din betzia, and then you make the bracha. So you could read it like that. You could also read it, hypothetically, that there's no din, that there's really no din betzia. That, I guess it gets to... What?
How
do you... Right, so, klum to betzia, so I think, right, betzia v'achar kach mevarech, that you make the betzia, and then you do the bracha. There's still a din betzia, but you can switch around, like Rava said, Mevarach Bachar Kapotzeya. So Rav Chaim Rashi is saying, Botzeya Bachar Kap Mevarach. So the question is, or here's the question. Is the Ri Hazakein saying that only in a case of Pasanu Bakara? Is he saying that, it, like the Rush, that it's only a din of Pasanu Bakara? Because here, this is what you want, and you're doing it with Tzorach Betzeya. Or would he say this, even is he just saying that, Botzeya Bachar Kap Mevarach, do whatever you want. I don't, let's say it's Shalem. Let's say you couldn't care less what it is. You don't really want pasta mubakar. You're practicing your cutting skills. It's not l'tzorach achil. It's not. You're just practicing your cutting skills. So you wanna practice cutting this large piece of bread. At the end, you're gonna eat it. So can you do that? Can you cut it up and then make the bracha? Is it that there's no preference whether you do betzia and then bracha, or you ideally you should do mivarach v'achar kach botzeya? But just in a certain situation, where it's pasanu makara, and you rather have it small, then you can make it small before, and then you do botzei v'achar before. So what do you think? Do you understand the two sides? So one side is to say, right, and this is what I think the way we understood the Rush. Ideally, even Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says you have to be mevarech and achar kach botzei. There's a din betzia, which means that first I make a bracha. Part of the bracha of hamotzi is to make a hamotzi and then to cut. That's the din betzia. But in a case of pasanu bakara, where you want it to be small, that the betzia is litzorech, right? There's a litzorech to the betzia because that's how you want to eat it. So there we say that it's either it's as if you're doing it beforehand, or that it's okay to do it afterwards because that's the ideal you want here. So that's one way to say it. The ideal in general is mevarach v'achar kach botzeya, but here we're going to let you do betzia v'achar kach mevarach. What?
What does that mean? Ledat hamotzi? She'asah pirurim ledat hamotzi.
Right. So you made the bread ledas that you're going to make the hamotzi on the small pieces of bread.
And according to the Rav Chiya, the ending, it seems like it's saying that it's tav kan shleima.
Okay, fine. But before we discuss that, do you understand? You can say this in the Rush, you can say this here. The only question I'm asking is that according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, if we're going to assume there is a din betzia, is it that there's a din betzia, but we don't care when that betzia goes, ever? We don't care if you're botzeya and then you're mevarach, and you're mevarach b'afrikach botzeya? Or is it that ideally you make the bracha and then you do botzeya, except in a case where you want the small pieces.
The Rush seems to say it's definitely in a case where you're going.
So the Rush seems to be saying it's only in that case where I want pasanu bakar. So what about
this? Why does he say shalim? It starts off as shalim.
Where?
The Rush. He says that there's shalim with pasanu bakar.
He's saying I don't care what the case is. The Rush is saying that I don't care if you have pas gado or pas shalim. He's saying that's not the discussion. The discussion is just I have something and now I'm breaking it. Right, it could be even not gadol. It could be something medium sized, or as long as it's able to be broken. That's what the Rush is saying. Do I make it in its large, or as large as it can be, or do I cut it first? So again, is it a din only b'di'eved? I'm not saying b'di'eved, but in a sense that it's not ideal. But is it only ideal in a certain case, or is it? We don't care in general. you can make the bracha, you can be able to say, I don't care about the order, right? So in the Rashi, seems to be saying that it's only a din where I don't have another choice, ideally I should do Mivar Bacha Kaplotseya, which again, just the reason why I bring this out, is that limits the machlokas in the Gemara. We had a three-way machlokas. This really, you know, shortens it a lot and tightens it. Is that according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi agrees in general that there's a din Mivarech v'achar kach potseya. But in this case, he's saying, I'm allowing you to do betziya v'achar kach bracha. And then you have a question about, because everybody agrees there's a din of betziya. What is the betziya mivarech v'achar kach potseya? So you have, now the question is, what's the limits of that, or what's the extent of that law? According to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, that's true, except in certain cases. According to Rav Chiya, that's true, but I make the bracha. What does it mean, bracha? What's that? It means mevarich as I'm making the bracha, right? But Rava says no. Mevarich bracha botzeya is that I first complete the bracha, then I'm botzeya. But everybody agrees that it didn't. But see, the question is, where's the bracha in this picture, right? So either it's that the bracha is according. Let's start with Rava. Rava is the simplest. What time is it?
1:05.
Really? Wow. Okay. So we have another 10 minutes or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is like this, is that what everybody agrees is a din betziya. The question is how to define this din betziya. Everybody agrees that there's a placing of a bracha and the cutting of the bread. So the question is, what's the placing? So according to Rava, the easiest one, at the end, what's the placing? The placing is first you finish your bracha, then you cut your bread. No questions asked, except, you know, whether or not you cut a little bit or not, fine, a different question. But according to Rava, you first finish your bracha, then you cut. According to the second opinion, Rav Chiya, you're making your bracha, part of the din betziya, you're making the bracha as you're doing the betziya, which perhaps you can understand is that it sort of gives it more of a din, like I'm making the bracha at the betziya, and the bracha really go together. Like they're really, according to him, they're really integrated together. The betziya and the bracha go one hand in hand at the same time. And now what we're saying, according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, is that perhaps he also agrees that there's, not like the ritual, the ritual, the way I'm reading it, was saying that there's no din betziya according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. No din betziya. It doesn't mention anything about betziya. It's shalim versus, it's big versus small, I don't care which one you do first. What we're saying here is that according to the Rush, and according to Vinyana maybe, we'll see. According to the Rush, no, there is a din betziya. The question is, when do I make, what about pasnu b'kara? So is it that I'm going to do the betziya before the bracha, or am I going to do the betziya after the bracha? Right. So by pasnu b'kara, I'm tempted the chiddush or b'chiv rash, because I'm going to be able to do the betziya before the bracha, because that's l'tzorach betziya, whatever that means. That's l'tzorach betziya. Now, so that's the way that we're reading the three opinions of the Gemara. So now the question is, let's go delve deeper into Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. The question is what would be in a normal case? In a normal case where it's not pasnu b'kara, you just had a whole piece of bread in front of you. So what would he say? Would he say there's a din of betziya v'acharkach, b'mevarach v'acharkach b'otzeya? Or not? Would he agree with Rava? Would he agree with Rav Chiya Bar Ashi? Or not? So from the Rush, where we just argued that perhaps he would, that it's only an exception in Pasnu and Bakara. What I'm just pointing out in Rabbeinu Yonah is that maybe not. Right? Maybe not. Because the way the Rabbeinu Yonah presents it is, Ein b'kach klum y, de botzei v'achar kach mevarech. That you could be botzei v'achar kach whenever you want. You can be botzeya v'achakach mevarech. Yes, there's a din betziya. But the din betziya, according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, the din betziya is botzeya v'achakach mevarech. You can make the bracha after the betziya.
So he takes Rav Chiya Bar Ashi even further and saying that pasnum is not an exception, but really that's how Rav Chiya Bar Ashi normally would hold even by pashalim.
I'm arguing that. I don't know if you have to read it that way, but that's what I'm... That the din usually... Is there's no din of mevarach v'achakach botzeya. The din is the opposite. It's you can even be botzeya v'achakach mevarach. And perhaps there's an ideal to botzeya v'achakach mevarach. What's the ideal to botzeya v'achakach mevarach? What's the ideal according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi? Why is that so important, botzeya v'achakach mevarach? That even if it's not pasnum v'kara, I'm arguing to you that maybe he says you should be botzeya v'achakach mevarach. Hesach hadas, excellent. Tosfos's whole problem with Rava. How can Rava be saying that you have a whole piece of bread and then you're cutting it? Right? So Tosfos has to say, oh, you're only cutting it halfway, whatever. But according to Chaim Rashi, no, it's a Hesed HaDaas problem, and therefore I want you to cut it before you make the bracha. This makes perfect sense. Cut it before you make the bracha. Because this way there's no Hesed HaDaas. So according to Chaim Rashi, even in a normal case, when you have a piece of bread in front of you, forget about Pasna or Bakara. Even in a normal case, maybe we can argue that what Chaim Rashi is telling us is that the ideal is to be both Seyav Achakach Mevarach to minimize the Hesed HaDaas. I want my bread to be cut and ready to be eaten when I make my bracha b'motzi. So now we have, again, so let's go through the opinions according to this reading in the Rabbeinu Yonah. You have Rav Chiya Barashi says, Botzei avachakach mevarech. That's the ideal, to minimize Hesed HaDaas. Rav Chiya comes says, no, I want you to be Botzei as you're making the bracha. And then Rava comes along and says, no, first you make the bracha, and then you do the betziah. But Rav Chiya Barashi is telling us that you dafka have to do Botzei avachakach mevarech in order to minimize the Hesed HaDaas. It's, yeah.
We don't know, maybe, if, according to this, if Rava might be Moedav with Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, because we only see that the Gemara only spells out that Rabbi Chiya is arguing with Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, and Rava is arguing with Rabbi Chiya.
So if you read like this, then maybe we can disagree with the Ritva. The Ritva said that when we said Allah is like Rava, that means that for sure it's not like Rav Chiya Bar Ashi also. If you read like this, then maybe when Rava says Mevarach V'achar Kach Botzei, he's only going on Rav Chiya. Maybe. I don't know. Because it seems like he's saying, no, specifically you have to do the Mevarach V'achar Kach Botzei. You want to say he's only saying that in relationship to Rav Chiya. Maybe.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah explaining Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, there's no problem with Hesed HaDaas, but would there be a problem if that piece of bread falls on the floor of Rachel of Atala? The right that it holds being Yerushalmi?
How does Rav Chiya Bar Ashi deal with that Yerushalmi? If we're going to say,
if there's no Hesed HaDaas, fine, what if that piece of bread falls on the floor?
Okay, excellent. So, it's a good question. That Yerushalmi is not that clear that everybody agrees with that, and the truth is, in the Yerushalmi, it's Rav Chiya who says that statement, which is fascinating to think about. It could be that we'll deal with that Yerushalmi. So when people asked yesterday about you wanted to understand that Yerushalmi better, could be we'll deal with that more. But yeah, the reason I didn't do it is because they told me about some of the Rav Rafi was going to give Shira on Monday, and he was giving it on the Tosos of Butzer, which is on the Lama Tesla off on the top. So Tosos of Butzer deals with that Yerushalmi. I spoke to Rav Rafi yesterday, and he said he's going to deal with the first half and not the Yerushalmi. So it could be we'll deal with the Yerushalmi in the bigger picture on Sunday. Okay, so let's get back, because we still have to crunch things. All right, we're not going to look at the Rashba right now. We don't have enough time. I don't think it's essential at this point. So we have three things here. We have three ways of reading the Gemara. So we have to leave?
No.
There's no fire.
Okay. So we have 5 minutes. Let's just summarize what we did. There are other opinions in the Rishonim, like I pointed out during Seder. Feel free to look through them on your own. I don't have the sheet in front of me, but check that out if you want to see it. There's another way of reading this, I'll just point it out to you. Open your Rashbas. I'll just point it out to your Lush, and you can think about it on your own if you want. Open up your Rashbas quickly to the Ramaskal with the Tosfos. So remember when the Rush said that it's Litzorech Bitsia, right, and we didn't really know what that meant so well. If you look in the Rashba, the way he says it is on Reish Mem Gimel, the first column on the page. It says, "Bekom akom kevet shemitchil et sunimah la'ochla achshav yachol levarach la'purin achar kach, lefi sheyachol levarach achar betzia, kimo kodem betzia." Why? Kevin shesof sof letzorach achila zu nases. You're doing letzorach achila. So just think about whether or not that's the same thing as the Rush is saying, or maybe it's different what the Rush is saying. The Rush says Litzorach Fetzia, the Rashba says Litzorach Achila. Either way, just keep in mind that Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't give this last line in at all. It doesn't say Kevel Litzorach Achila, Kevel Litzorach Fetzia. It just says Botzei Avach Kach Mevarach. So that's what we're getting this from the fact that the other Rishonim do elaborate.